Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm trying something new and experimental today.
What?
T-Hack?
Yeah?
Do the whole thing yourself.
Oh!
News! News!
Come on.
No!
Come on.
No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide.
Look how good that was.
No, he's a trained performer.
I know, but like he just, this is what, the reason I did that today, everyone, was so you can see what the standard that we're all shooting for.
Yes, sir.
That is what we're going for, recruits.
I didn't know I was back in sports.
You are.
Have we been drafted? Oh my gosh.
I mean, look, what did he just do there? He meme-ed before.
Yes.
He meme-ed, and then he got after it. Every note better than the last.
Leave it all out there.
Leave. Yes.
How did you not giggle?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
I hate to start this off with some sad news, unfortunately.
Oh, boy.
There was plans by the end of 2026 to have Krispy Kreme donuts in all of the McDonald's locations.
Shut your mouth. That was a thing?
And they've... Sorry.
Don't. It's okay. Take your time. Take your time, man.
They've abandoned those plans.
Do you see what I say? He's a seasoned performer.
Because
they were only able to reach 2,400 of the 13,500 locations.
Can I just ask a quick question?
They've pulled the plug.
So I'm imagining like a meeting of the minds at McDonald's corporate, right? And they're like, it looks like our burgers are killing people. Looks like all this fried food is real bad for people. How do we step that up?
Yeah, but people love it.
How do we get them to a coffin faster?
Yes.
I know. Donuts in the store.
Yes. It was a great idea.
They probably wanted to do the whole donut burger thing. And that could be easily achieved if you've got donuts in store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? Disgusting.
What? I am with you.
No.
The donut burger is
this
a terrible idea.
This is the
idea.
Future that we dreamed of. And they never forget what they took from us.
Well, we know one person in this room who dreamed of this.
Yes, okay. Are you genuinely sad? Did any of them make it to Colorado?
Not that I have seen. No, okay. I have not.
All right. I've been looking for a French fry right now.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't have to bring them in my car anymore. I could just get them all there.
Oh, my God. Why don't you look up what state has them, and then we can fly there.
Before they close?
Together, yes. We're going to go, and we're going to... You look that up when we swing back around to you, unless you have it now.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A study was done about which states are the most obsessed with their pets.
Hold on.
Their dogs.
Are you really doing this?
What do you mean, am I really doing this?
This is your story?
This is news because Colorado was given a superlative.
Okay.
So, you know, some of the superlatives are Alaska, most likely to take their pet on an adventure.
Okay.
Also Alaska, most attached to their pets. In Colorado, we are most likely to prioritize our pets' mental and emotional wellness.
That's so dumb.
And I get it because every day when I leave that dog, I think... How can I be better for him today?
Okay. Yeah, no, I get that. I bet you do.
We got him a bigger crate. He's in a crate twice the size
he was before.
I believe
I suggested that.
No.
I did too.
A really
when I saw his big stupid head thing. I was like, will his head fit into the thing?
No. We did have a bit of an internet troll.
Oh, we do have.
Was letting me know that I'm a bad dog mom, and it got to me.
So. He's still in the closet, though, right?
No, he's next to my bed. He'll be going back to the closet once he's healed from his nut
removal. I think once he gets healed, maybe we move him out to the garage or somewhere real cold or real temperature dependent.
So,
oh, okay.
We can't all be that well off. All right.
Well, I just want that one lone, real mean texter. Is it a texter or are they commenter?
All the above.
Oh, they're yeah, multi.
They doubled down.
You love your dog like to a point that it's
unwell
for both of
no,
us.
No, it's cute. I love it. But like anybody who accuses you of being a bad dog mom, you're not listening hard enough. but that was your story.
That was my news, baby.
Okay.
Good evening.
Save this or I don't, I feel like I'm in bizarre world.
There's a new
world.
Health trend.
Okay.
What?
Go ahead.
What kind of news do you want?
Oh, fine. Plot twist, new news. Dua Lipa has been offered the Super Bowl halftime show.
What?
She has?
No idea if she's taking it.
She has to take it. She's so hot.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
She's so hot.
But she's getting married to somebody.
Oh. She's getting married to a hot guy. They're great. I love them. Callum?
Yeah. And he's tall,
Turner?
Right?
Callum Turner? Yeah.
Okay. We'll circle back to you.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
An update on my Krispy Kreme story with McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Started off in Kentucky.
Uh-huh. Of course it did.
Made its way to the Midwest. So that's probably why
we haven't had anymore. It.
Yeah. But my other story, good evening.
No, you don't get to do the errand.
But
thing.
I know what you want. I know what you're...
No, I'm doing it.
Okay.
Oh.
Good evening.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, right. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. What is going on?
I hashed that out so much in text messages and in my brain.
What?
I forgot. We haven't talked about it.
Was it the one...
The two girls in the room. I came in.
I brought up Dua Lipa.
I drove into work today going, how long will Erica be able to hold out before going, everyone, we have to do a break about how Taylor Swift did a performance impromptu at Travis Kelce's thing.
Why do I talk like that?
I don't know why you talk like that. You talk like that when you talk about Taylor. Like, how did you not
to you and Aaron about it pre-show, so I forgot.
Do you want to do it now?
I would love to.
Go.
Good evening. Taylor Swift was not scheduled to perform at the Tight End University concert that wrapped up Tight End University.
Okay.
But she jumped on stage. She borrowed a guitar from someone I don't know who.
She did. It's like unbelievable.
She played Shake It Off with a house band with no in-ears. Basically, she is the artist of our time.
She's a god. She really
normal
is.
Normal people were able to buy tickets into that show.
Just.
And they didn't know they'd be seeing Taylor Swift.
Do you know how hard it was for me once she got started to not nope her?
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.